Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's frustrating. I do find this part of it interesting, though. I mean, as fast as you guys rank their recruiting class, you know, in the top 10, and then you're always surprised when they win. So I think that, you know, maybe that would have a little something to do with it.
So you're not supposed to beat teams that have higher ranked recruiting classes?
Well, we certainly have before. We didn't win this one, and I don't care to have a big discussion with you on it because I really don't care what you think.
Like,
you know, and you run your mouth and your little column and stuff like some sanctimonious troll, and where, you know, you've never been fair or even-handed with us, so I really don't care what you think. Okay, go ahead, because you're going to write some nasty stuff anyway, like you always do, and I don't know which coug way back when did something that offended you, and I really don't care about that either, but you can live your little meager life in your little hole and write nasty things, and if that makes you feel even, you go right ahead. Okay, next.
It's time to grow up, Snowflake.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 and the score. That is Mike Leach.
Mm-hmm.
A great man said that he gets a lot of credit for being a great coach.
He does.
You don't understand why.
Well, he's got a nice record. He beats up on a lot of teams out in the Pac-12.
And apparently some media members.
Kind of a big mouth.
Let's thank everyone, though. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. Appreciate that. Thanks to Dustino.
If you build it, they will come.
He will definitely come if you build it. And Kevbo, thank you.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
He's obsessed with that cut.
Who hasn't?
And we should thank Ray, even though Ray's not here.
Yes.
Yeah. But Adam Studzinski was kind enough to sit in for Ray. Studs, thank you, pal.
I think he's got a sports show, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to talk any White Sox. But
tomorrow. There's tomorrow.
No, there's always
tomorrow. We'll get to tomorrow. We'll get to the White Sox.
Studs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He can come back.
But now we welcome in Dan and Connor, and they apparently want to talk about Addison Russell.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what happened with Ray? Did the Tofurky go bad over
there?
No,
I think it was he
okay?
worked. He worked the Bears game.
Yeah, he worked the Bears game.
Okay, good.
Is he unemployed now?
No, he's
no,
not
he's
unemployed.
Not. No.
I believe he's allowed to have a normal couple days off every week.
Of course he is.
You know how much work I had to do this morning?
Some?
Like the normal amount that I would have to do if Ray weren't here. So, a lot for me.
That's horrible for you.
Kevin forced into action.
Let's all feel sorry for Kevin.
Yeah, okay. And no one bought him a 150-star drink. Must have been very embittering.
How are you guys doing?
Well, really
full.
Well. Yeah.
Full, yeah.
Today was
a
big day
good,
for me.
Did it work?
Everything went great, and there was a ton of food left over.
Oh.
So we ate extremely well, and then Friday night I sat down to a second full Thanksgiving dinner with myself.
That's nice.
And then Saturday morning I got up and I had a full Thanksgiving dinner for breakfast. Because it's all just there.
You eat it. That's
it doesn't
what you do.
Stop being there.
Breakfast turkey.
This morning was
breakfast
the first
everything.
Morning.
I breakfast the mashed potatoes, gravy.
Is fantastic.
Brussels sprouts, the whole thing.
This is the first morning I did not have pecan pie for breakfast since Friday. I'm really proud of myself.
There's a place in New Orleans called the Chameleon Grill where they fry it for you.
Mm.
They take a piece of pecan pie and they fry that thing on their open grill.
Oh my God.
It is extraordinary.
That sounds fantastic.
I tend to go to Mother's for breakfast in New Orleans.
Well, Mother's for lunch, Mother's for breakfast.
Yeah, right. You can go for lunch, too. That is just the joint, man.
Oh, my God. I love that place. The what
the
is
debris.
It? Oh.
Where they make the roast beef for later and
the
everything that falls off. They take a giant slotted spoon underneath the roast beef. So that's a breakfast side.
Yeah,
they just give you the spoon. It's not even on a plate. Just
you guys get any exercise? Or just sit on the couch?
No, there was
worked out every day.
Exercise. No.
Worried about you.
No. You gotta make room. You gotta earn it.
Right.
You gotta earn it. You gotta earn the spot for it.
Pass. Hard
well,
pass.
Not all of us have your metabolism.
I did not do that this week. I really got to get back at it. Although I do have still half of a pecan pie there at the house. I'm hoping that I don't have it for breakfast.
What
the rest
did
of the
you
way.
Just have pecan pie?
I mean, what's
no,
that?
Remember I told you there was the when I was shopping for the pie. I was in charge of the pie, and everybody at Mariano said no, there are none.
There are
no pumpkin pies, so that caused a shortage. So I went into immediate like hoarding mode and picked up like two trash can lid sized pecan pies. I took one to the family. They ate one of those, and I took the other one back. And I've basically been eating it for breakfast every day since. It's not a good idea.
It's a lifestyle choice,
really,
is what it is.
So yeah. Far.
I love pecan pie.
Oh, it's, oh, same.
I've always loved pecan
pie. It's my favorite. It's my absolute favorite dessert.
It's really good.
That's really that was and I the advice I gave to people before the Bears game was don't watch it too hard. Like just because otherwise the quality of football would be such that it would
a soft watch.
Yeah. Just kind of, so while I was busy getting everything ready and timing everything and checking everything and doing this and this and then moving stuff around and getting all the clutter piles reduced and everything, it was on and I would check back in. I'd rewind something and then, you know, there's Jesper Horsted. And it was weird because like the Bears didn't catch a ball cleanly all day. You notice, like, all of these...
A lot of double catches.
Yeah, all of these big plays were these weird, like, almost drops.
Anthony Miller, a couple times, kind of double catch.
But you expect Anthony Miller to come down with those. You don't expect Jesper Horsted to.
I guess
when he did...
Oh, no, my friend. I expect
okay, you
Jesper
did
Horsted.
Because you've been on him since the preseason.
The Award, so
you guys have the special thing with him.
He's on the show. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Great show.
I am putting Anthony Miller on my really annoying to watch list, though. He makes me crazy.
Yeah, I could agree.
Why does he
two weeks ago
like an ass all the time?
But I think because that's part of his adrenaline. I mean, it's part of his fuel, right?
Be a professional.
Yeah.
Why does he's just such an idiot out there.
It's a fine line. I don't disagree with you. I think that his productivity almost earned him the benefit of the doubt Thursday. But I've seen that in him enough this year to be concerned about projecting, you know, is this a guy that can handle success?
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten a taunting penalty already.
Yep.
And just catch a ball. And I'm not one of these act like you've been there before kind of guys. And I don't mind celebration. I don't mind being a little bit demonstrative, but not after every catch and not as aggressively, like he's like angry about something. Like I understand playing at a certain arousal level, but make the catch. When you have a concentration and learning issue, when we know that, when the coaches have said the guy's splits have been wrong, or the guy, then focus, man. Like, clearly, it's not helping him to be like that. Straighten it out. Tighten it up a little bit.
I can't get on him. He had a good game. There's other weeks where
he did have a good game.
He
just annoys me.
Yeah. It's almost so then he's almost been better since the Rams game when he was kind of called out for being inconsistent and having the wrong route run and all these things. And the last two games, I think he almost has been consciously better and more aware of his, you know, of how to maybe kind of channel that in the right direction. I don't think he's been perfect, but I think
he's
been
well
better
against the terrible, horrible teams that they've
really
been beating
bad
up on.
Yeah.
In man coverage. I don't know why.
In man coverage.
Why do they play? If you're going against Mitchell Trubisky, why wouldn't you drop into areas and say, read it, figure it out, communicate with your wide receivers. If you want to pick us apart and march down the field, we're going to take it from you at some point.
Stubbornness, that's it. That's all it is.
I would never play man against the Bears.
Mitch has, what, 9 touchdown passes, 9 of his 13 touchdown passes, 6 against the Lions in 2 games, and 3 against Washington.
His against the 2 against the Lions and the Redskins, those 3 games, 9-2 is a touchdown interception ratio, and I think his passer rating is 118.
He'll beat up on a 3-win team.
He threw 2 against the Saints.
A whole 2, which his head coach then went out and said, these don't count at all.
That wasn't
whatsoever.
Garbage time at all.
I'm throwing them away.
Where were the other 2?
It's going to be really difficult for Mitch when steady incremental progress is taken off the schedule for you by the Lions firing
Matt
Patricia. That's going to be difficult.
They're really not as good as they appear to be sometimes.
Oh, and I heard Olan on with you guys too. And he was taking some of those touchdowns away, but refused to take the Cordarrelle Patterson return touchdown away because it got too sad even for Olin Krutz. Like, that's at that point, I was listening to him like, oh, God, dude, that does it. That is your Bears offense. That is the point scoring power that they have.
How are you lined up today?
Well, we're lined up as if it were a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, which happened on a Friday.
Right.
And we're going to have Bears Friday on a Thursday.
But just like Matt Nagy, we're going to shuffle in the whole punt team as soon as the show starts and see if we can still go through our game plan.
What?
So, and still get penalized.
We will have Patrick Manley at 10 and Rich Campbell at 11 and all kinds of other things. We'll do the midday midway, too, because we can. So we will.
That's have a good show, guys.
All right, guys. Enjoy.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.